I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Three Christian Azerbaijani men charged with missionary activity were released from Iranian prison on bail. Open Doors USA's Emily Fuentes says,
several months ago, these men were arrested along with another Iranian national for Christian activities within the country. Now, it was under the guise of some other things, but it was the common thread that they were all Christians. So Open Doors launched a petition asking the government of Iran to set these men free. And several thousands of Christians have signed this petition. We know that it's mixed with that effort, mixed with the prayers of believers around the world, that we have the amazing news that they've been released on bail.
Let's keep praying for full pardons and for their continued gospel witness. And if you have a heart for sharing God's word but can't go on a mission trip, would you consider becoming a book missionary? Christian Resources International's Jason Wolford explains.
One of the biggest things that we have a need of is people across the United States looking at their shelves, their house, and looking at extra Bibles and Christian books that they might have and sending those into the ministry. We have people that do that from all over the United States. And of course, we take those and repurpose them, give them back to people around the world absolutely for free.
As we know, God's word never returns void. But to do this, the ministry also needs financial support for the actual sending of this literature. Fortunately, this ministry has a way of stretching the dollar, so every penny counts. If this sounds like something you'd like to do, get the details at missionnews.org. And thank you for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. See, we're listeners supported by people just like you. Join our social media network and let's get to work on the Great Commission together. The links are at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.